He might be having an attack or what?
Appendicitis.
Did people ever call that anything else?
Well, I don't know if it did. Don't recall it now.
Did you ever hear cramp colic?
Yeah, we used to have cramp colic before we know it was in appendicitis. Mm-hmm. We'd have cramp colic way back on it. And how much doctors couldn't get to it. Maybe fella'd be well or dead run before you could ride 5 or 6 miles and get a doctor and him come back a horseback.
Mm-hmm.
They call it cramp colic or congestion, something like that.
I see. What about if a fellow ate something that disagreed with him and it came back up? You say he had to do what?
He had to vomit. Mm-hmm. Only that.
Ever heard any other words for that?
Yeah. Old word is he puked. He got sick and puked up. Mm-hmm.
That word puke bother you?
Does it bother me?
You think it's a kind of a nasty word?
It don't sound too good. I can stand it.
Somebody who's like that, you'd say he was sick where?
How's that?
I said somebody who had to vomit, uh-huh. You'd say he was sick
in his stomach.
Yeah. What about this expression? Say if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regular, and neighbors figure he's getting serious about her, what would they say he was doing?
Well, I don't know.
He's a coroner. Courting's what they call him.
Courtner or something like that, yeah.
Did you ever hear him say sparking?
Yeah. Used to be sparking.
Yeah. What would you say he was? He was her what?
He's her sweetheart, a boyfriend, or something like that. Now he's a boyfriend. It used to be maybe they'd call him a sweetheart or something like that.
What about her? You'd say she was his what?
She's his sweetheart.
Sweetheart?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or say if the boy got home late at night and he had lipstick all over his collar and his little brother saw him, he'd say, you've been what? You've been doing what?
Been naked.
Is that what y'all said when you were coming along?
Well, I don't remember. They were getting cold.
Ever heard people say smooching or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Say if the boy asked the girl to marry him, and she didn't want him, what would you say she did to him?
She stood him up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But if they went ahead and got married, at the wedding, did you have a man who stood up with the groom?
Well, they sometimes do. Never did have much. Back when I was a boy, it wasn't much to that wedding like it is now. Mm-hmm. They spend lots of money and make big to-dos of it now.
They call them best man.
Have a best man and all this flowery children. Dad to give them away.
That's a lot of expense for the bride's parents.
Yeah.
Oh,
they get stuck with it.
Yeah.
Or what about the girl or the woman who stands up with the bride? What would you call her?
Bride and maid, I believe. Okay. I don't know. I never had one stand up.
Around here, after wedding, if the couple wasn't going off on a honeymoon or anything,